This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to practice patient hearing when you already know what someone is going to say. Stop finishing sentences in your head and start actually listening. In short, patient hearing skills collapse the moment you think you already know what someone will say. The fix is not willpower. It is a process. You must actively manage the internal voice that is already composing your reply. You must track what the person actually says, not what you predicted they would say. You must give that person the full experience of being heard, even when you have heard it before. Definition: patient hearing skills are the deliberate practices that keep you genuinely attentive during a conversation, even when you believe you know what is coming. They require you to suspend your assumptions, track the speaker's actual words, and signal real presence throughout the exchange. There is a particular kind of meeting I remember from my 30s. A colleague would walk in, and before he sat down, I had already scripted the next 20 minutes in my head. Same complaint, same circular reasoning, same request I was going to say no to. I would nod, wait for a gap, and deliver my reply. It felt efficient. What I did not realize, for longer than I should admit, was that I had stopped listening entirely. One day, he told me something genuinely different buried inside what I assumed was the usual complaint. I missed it completely. The cost of that missed information ran into months of unnecessary conflict. That is what happens when patient hearing breaks down. Not dramatically, quietly. You hear enough to respond, and nothing more. Why your brain fights you on this? The problem is not laziness or arrogance. Your brain is doing exactly what it was designed to do. It builds patterns from repeated experience, then uses those patterns to predict what comes next. When someone predictable starts talking, your mind completes the sentence before their mouth does. It is efficient, most of the time. With difficult people, this becomes a trap. The person who always deflects, the colleague who complains without ever accepting a solution, the manager whose feedback loop has never once surprised you. Your brain files them under known, and your attention shifts from receiving to preparing. You are no longer in a conversation. You are running a script. The trouble is, people are not scripts. They shift, even the most predictable among them. And the moment you stop tracking what someone actually says, you lose the ability to respond to what is real. You also lose the one thing that might actually change the dynamic, making them feel heard. If you want to understand more about how genuine attention shapes team relationships, how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting connection, is worth your time. What has to be true before you begin? Before any step of this process works, one thing must be in place. You need to accept that being right about what they will say does not excuse you from listening. Even if your prediction is accurate 90% of the time, the 10% you miss will cost you. And even when you're completely right, the person speaking needs to experience being heard. That experience is not a courtesy. It is the foundation of any communication that actually changes something. You also need a clear, honest answer to one question before you walk into the room. What do you want to come out of this conversation? Not what you want to say. What you want to happen. That distinction will carry you through the steps below. The six-step process for staying present. Step 1. Name the assumption before you enter. Before the conversation begins, say the assumption out loud to yourself. Not as a certainty, as a forecast you are setting aside. Something like, I think they're going to tell me the project is behind, and it is someone else's fault. I'm putting that down. I'm going in to hear what they actually say. This is not a meditation exercise. It is a practical act of clearing the deck. The assumption does not disappear, but naming it gives you a measure of distance from it. You move it from background noise to something you have consciously acknowledged and chosen not to act on yet. Step 2. Choose a physical anchor for your attention. Decide, before the person starts speaking, where you will place your attention. Their eyes, the movement of their hands, the pace of their speech. Pick one. This is your anchor point, something concrete your attention can return to when your mind starts composing your response. This matters more than most people realize. Patient hearing is not a mental state, it is a physical discipline. When your eyes are tracking the speaker's face and your body is oriented toward them, your brain receives signals that reinforce attentiveness. The physical and the mental work together here. Step 3. Track the actual words, not the predicted ones. This is the hardest step. As the person speaks, notice the specific words they choose. Not the general shape of what they're saying, the actual words. Are they angrier than last time, or less angry? Is there something new in the framing? Are they asking a question they have not asked before? You are not listening for surprises, because surprises are likely. You are listening for the specific, because that is what genuine attention means. It also gives you something to do with your mind other than prepare your reply. When your focus is on exact language, you are far less likely to drift. A concrete method: after every two or three sentences, mentally repeat back the last phrase the speaker said. Not to them, to yourself. This keeps you tethered to what was actually said rather than what you predicted. Step 4. Hold your reply until there is a natural pause. Do not prepare your response while the person is still speaking. This is easier said than done, but there is a practical technique that helps. Every time you feel the urge to compose a reply, write a brief note or simply make a mental mark. I want to respond to that. Then return your attention to the speaker. This serves two purposes. First, it reassures the part of your brain that wants to respond that the thought will not be lost. Second, it keeps the composing process separate from the receiving process. You can write notes if the setting allows it. The act of writing briefly actually supports patient hearing rather than undermining it, because it is a response to what was said, not a departure from it. Step 5. Ask one genuine question before you respond. Before you deliver your prepared reply, ask one question about what you actually heard. Not a rhetorical question. Not a clarifying question that sets up your argument. A genuine question about something the person said. Here is a script that works. The person finishes speaking. You say, "Before I respond, I want to make sure I have understood. You said repeat their actual phrase. Can you tell me more about that part specifically?" This does three things. It confirms you were tracking their actual words. It gives the speaker the experience of being heard. And it sometimes, more often than you expect, reveals that the conversation is not quite what you assumed it would be. Step 6. Acknowledge before you answer. The final step is the one most people skip, especially with difficult people they are tired of. Before you give your response, acknowledge the substance of what was said, not agreement. Acknowledgement. I hear that this has been frustrating for you is not agreement. That makes sense given the pressure you are under is not agreement. It is a signal that the person's experience landed somewhere. This matters enormously with people who are difficult because they are unheard. Many difficult people, in my experience, are simply people who have stopped believing that anyone is actually listening to them. One clear moment of acknowledgement can shift the entire register of a conversation. For more on the relationship between hearing and trust, why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy, explores what happens when these moments are consistently avoided. Patient hearing in high conflict settings. The process above works well in most professional settings. In high conflict situations, where there is real anger, raised voices, or a history of breakdown, the steps need adjustment. In those settings, steps 1 and 2 become the most important. If you enter a heated conversation without deliberately setting aside your assumption and anchoring your physical attention, the process will collapse within the first 30 seconds. The emotional intensity of the room will pull you straight into your defensive reply before the other person has said anything new. The adjustment is to slow everything down physically. Breathe at a deliberate pace before the conversation begins. If you are sitting, plant both feet flat on the ground. These are not tricks. They are ways of keeping your nervous system below the threshold where your capacity for genuine attention disappears. In high conflict settings, step 5, asking a genuine question, is also more powerful and more difficult. The urge to defend yourself is at its strongest precisely when the genuine question matters most. Practice that question in advance. Have the phrase ready before you need it. Before I respond, I want to make sure I heard you right. It does not need to be eloquent. It needs to be real. For teams navigating these dynamics, how psychological safety enables honest communication gives useful context on the conditions that make this kind of hearing possible at a group level. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with patient hearing. Here are the three most common failures I have seen, including in myself. The mistake: confusing silence for listening. Why it happens. Most people believe that not speaking means they are listening, but silent preparation is not hearing, it is waiting. What to do instead? Apply step 3 actively. Track the specific words. Give your mind a job other than composing your reply. The mistake. Using a clarifying question as a setup for your argument. Why it happens. We learned that asking questions signals good listening, but a question designed to expose a flaw in what someone said is not patient hearing. It is a disguised rebuttal. What to do instead? Ask yourself before you speak, am I asking this because I want to understand or because I want to be right? If the honest answer is the second one, stay quiet for another moment. The mistake, giving acknowledgement that sounds scripted. Why it happens. People learn phrases like I hear you and deploy them without any genuine attention behind them. Difficult people, in particular, have often heard those phrases dozens of times from people who are not listening at all. They recognize the hollow version immediately. What to do instead? Reference something specific that was actually said. You mentioned this has been going on for 3 weeks is real acknowledgement. I hear you without any specifics is noise. Learning to receive feedback without defensiveness is closely tied to these same skills. The art of receiving feedback gracefully goes deeper into that side of the exchange. A tool you can use before the next difficult conversation. Print this or keep it somewhere accessible. Run through it before any conversation where you already think you know what the other person will say. The patient hearing checklist. Number 1. What is my assumption about what this person will say? Write it in one sentence. Number 2. Have I set that assumption aside? Or am I still carrying it in as a certainty? Number 3. Where will I anchor my physical attention during this conversation? Number 4. Am I clear on what I want to come out of this conversation? Not just what I want to say. Number 5. Do I have a genuine question ready to ask before I deliver my reply? Number 6. What specific phrase will I use to acknowledge what was said before I respond? Number 7. After the conversation, what did they actually say that I did not predict? That last question is important. Keep the answer somewhere. Over time, it will show you exactly how often your assumptions were partially or completely wrong. That record is one of the strongest motivators for continuing to practice. If you're working on giving feedback within these conversations as well, how to use the SBI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior gives a clean framework for the response side of the exchange. When patient hearing starts to change things. I want to be honest with you about what to expect. Patient hearing skills will not transform a genuinely difficult person into an easy one. Some people are hard because of circumstances you cannot change. Some are hard because of habits built over decades. The process above will not fix that. What it will do is change what you get from those conversations. You will catch things you were missing. You will find, more often than you expect, that the predictable person says something new when they finally feel heard. You will also find that your own responses become more precise, because they are based on what was actually said rather than what you assumed. How to ensure every participant gets heard extends these principles into group settings, which is the next challenge once you've built this skill in one-to-one conversations. Start with a checklist before your next difficult conversation. Apply step 3 with real focus. Ask the genuine question in step 5 before you say anything else. Do this consistently for 2 weeks, and you will have built something that most people spend decades trying to find the strength to stay present when every instinct says to check out. That is where patient hearing skills earn their worth, not in easy conversations, but in the ones where staying present costs you something. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing skills? Patient hearing skills are the deliberate practices that allow you to stay genuinely present and attentive during a conversation, even when you believe you already know what the other person will say. They involve managing your internal assumptions so the speaker feels fully heard. How do you practice patient hearing with a repetitive person? Focus on what is different this time, not what is familiar. Ask yourself what this person needs by saying this again, rather than what they are saying. This shifts your attention from the word to the person, which is where patient hearing actually lies. Why is patient hearing so hard when you already know what someone will say? Your brain naturally predicts what comes next based on past experience. Once that prediction fires, your attention drifts inward to your response rather than staying on the speaker. This is an automatic cognitive shortcut, not a character flaw, but it requires deliberate effort to override. Can patient hearing skills improve difficult relationships at work? Yes. When a difficult person feels genuinely heard, the intensity of the conversation usually drops. Patient hearing does not mean agreeing with them. It means giving them the experience of being understood, which creates enough trust for productive communication to follow. What is the difference between patient hearing and just staying quiet? Staying quiet is passive. Patient hearing is active. It means managing your inner assumptions, tracking what the speaker actually says rather than what you expect, asking genuine questions, and signaling attention through body language and focused eye contact throughout the conversation. How long does it take to build patient hearing skills? You will notice a real difference within a few weeks of consistent practice if you apply the steps deliberately. The hardest part is the first 30 seconds of a predictable conversation. Once you get past that initial moment of assumed familiarity, genuine attention becomes far easier to sustain. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.